From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Myanmar pro-democracy leader Aung San Suu Kyi joined millions of her fellow citizens to vote today in what has been described as the country's first relatively free election in a quarter of a century. Her vote was also a personal first for the 70-year-old democracy icon. She was under house arrest during Myanmar's last free election in 1990. VOA's Steve Herman reports now from Yangon on what position Aung San Suu Kyi might have in a new government if her National League for Democracy party wins today's voting.
One thing is certain, she will not be the president. The military junta, when it had absolute power, made sure of that, putting a clause into the Constitution prohibiting anyone who has a foreign husband or a foreign spouse or children from taking the presidency. That was, of course, directly meant to prevent Suu Kyi from taking that highest office. So the NLD, if it is able to select the president by itself or in coalition with other parties, will have to choose somebody else until they have the power to change the Constitution.
VOA's Steve Herman reporting. Despite increasing indications that a bomb destroyed a Russian passenger airliner last week over the Sinai Peninsula, the head of Egypt's investigation team says no definite conclusions have been reached. All 224 people aboard the jet died. Foreign intelligence reports first raised the theory that a bomb exploded aboard the jet based on overheard chatter by known terrorists shortly after the crash. The Islamic State group has claimed responsibility. Get more news at voanews.com. This is VOA News.